I am joined on the line now from China by Conor Reid, who was working in the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it all started. He became the first known British man to catch the coronavirus COVID-19. Dan, good morning. Thank you for talking to us. Tell me first of all, when and how did you begin to feel unwell?
Yes, so I became feeling unwell towards the end of November. During that time, it was just the common cold. And like everybody has, snivelly nose, cough, sort of thing. Now, the problem with the coronavirus is it gets better before it gets worse. So my symptoms recovered, and then I got hit with the flu. The flu was quite strong flu. It didn't feel good. But then I got better again, and then I had pneumonia after that.
What did you think it was initially? Just as you say, a common cold. And what kind of advice were you getting from your friends about dealing with it?
Well, during that time, I was off work because in my workplace, anybody that's sick has to be off work anyway. So people were just saying rest, recover. A lot of people were telling me to drink hot water.
Hot water. What about the kind of comparisons? I mean, had you ever had the flu before, and how did this compare with it?
Yes, I have had the flu. It was the worst I've had it before. I mean, it really was. I was in bed for about 4 days. It was a case of aches, pains. My nose was full of mucus, so my balance was affected. It wasn't a fun time at all.
How did you end up in hospital then, and what was the experience like there?
Yeah, so it was on the just before the 5th of December, the start of December. I got better from the flu, and that's when I was hit with pneumonia. Now, I've never had pneumonia before, so that was quite serious. Not being able to breathe. Breathing is vital to life, so if that's affected, there's definitely a problem. And that was the point that I thought, okay, this is serious. I need to go to the hospital.
And then the treatment there, what was that like?
Very good. The Chinese hospital system is very efficient. So I went there without notice, and I had all the checks performed, x-rays, blood tests, breathing checks, everything that you can think of. I went home that day, went back the next day, and that's when I got the results.
And then they kept you in. Now, we've heard from other people, and they're saying that, look, it was bad, but it's not that bad. Your experience would seem to be a bit worse.
Yeah, so it is very bad. And if you're healthy, then it's not bad. It only gets bad when it progresses to the pneumonia stage. And that's if you're unlucky. And I can see how the pneumonia would be very bad for elderly people or people with pre-existing health problems, because it really does affect the way that you breathe, and that can be very, very serious.
In other words, you because you were a younger person with no underlying condition, you felt that was one of the things that helped you through it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm healthy. I don't smoke. I barely drink. So I'm one of the lucky ones. The people that are most affected are the elderly and the people that do have health problems.
Yeah. And the other thing, Conor, is that, you know, you made an initial recovery and then you got hit maybe that bit harder with the pneumonia stage of it. And did the experts tell you, or the medical people treating you, that yours was okay, at the toughest end of it, the most severe end, but that was the way this disease hits people?
Yeah, so my case definitely wasn't the most serious. There's a lot more. There's many more people that have it much worse than I had. I was probably in the middle. Because I have a fairly good immune system, it really didn't affect me as much. Yeah.
Yeah, and from your experience, you say you can see how this kills people. Just explain why you think along those lines.
As I was talking about before, the pneumonia. If you're elderly, it really is going to be a problem because the elderly, their immune system is maybe not as great. However, it's a case of if somebody's healthy, then they have more of a chance of fighting it. But if somebody smokes, if they drink, if their way of life is not healthy to begin with, it's going to have more chances of this infection to take hold and do more damage.
And I was reading somewhere, Conor, that one thing you tried, you talked about some people saying you should drink hot water, but you put something that we in this country would be familiar with into that water on the advice of some friends.
Yes, so my Irish friend, my colleague, mentioned that I should have hot water, honey, and whiskey. Now, I don't condone this as a cure for it. It's not a cure at all, and people should never be taking alcohol thinking that it's a cure. However, some of the symptoms, things like a blocked nose and flu symptoms and a congested chest, it really can help manage those symptoms.
Yeah, and we have a text here from a listener wondering about if we can hear a bit more about the symptoms. I mean, for instance, on Newsnight on the BBC last night, it was mentioned that the coronavirus has a very distinctive cough.
Yes, you're coughing from the bottom of your lungs. It's really weird. It's hard to describe, but it's not just like a normal cough. It's really deep inside you, and the cough comes from the. It's like you're trying to get rid of something from in the middle of your lungs.
And without being too graphic, I mean, were you coughing up anything when you were at that phase?
No, but it felt like I needed to, and that was the weird part about it. It felt like I was coughing to get rid of something, but nothing was coming out. I was coughing so much that I barely got any sleep. It was a case of lying down and coughing all night.
And just continuously so?
Continuously so, yeah. And there was not much that I could do about it. It just kept happening and happening and happening.
Yeah, and I'm wondering as well, because I've read that it's possible, for instance, that in your case, the cold you started off with might have been unconnected with the virus and you just happened to catch it several days before you were struck by coronavirus.
That definitely could be an option. However, the coronavirus, it does work. A virus wants to be spread. The whole... It's in nature to be spread around to different people. So the cold, the first symptoms when there's a cold is more of a chance for it to get spread around and infect as many people as possible.
Yeah. And talking about the symptoms a little more, I mean, we've heard that this is different in the way you describe the cough certainly would be. What about things like runny noses and headaches? Did they apply in your case?
It wasn't a case of a runny nose. It was a case of a blocked nose. And it really was a blocked nose, and it started to block up the sinuses, and that's when I had ear problems, and my balance was affected. It's like a blocked nose, but 10 times worse.
And the fever?
The fever, that was quite bad. However, it wasn't really, really bad. I could still function around the house by myself. It wasn't a case of shutting myself away. It was a case of going through hot spells and cold spells and sweating without reason to sweat.
Yeah, and you're there in Wuhan, where, as I said at the outset, this all began. Now, are things getting back to normal there? I mean, how's your own life been since?
We're still under quarantine, so there's no way that the quarantine's going to be lifted anytime soon, just because the Chinese government wants to be 100% sure that there won't be another outbreak. If they release the quarantine too early and people start going back on the streets and the infection starts growing again, we'll have to go back to stage one and it'll be quarantined all over again. That's something that they really do want to avoid, so they're going to be extra cautious. Middle of next month is when the quarantine will be released.
And are you in isolation yourself now?
Yeah, so the whole city is in isolation. Where everybody's in their apartments, in their houses. We really can't leave. The only time that we can leave is when we need to buy supplies like groceries and that sort of thing.
Sure. Now, finally, do you have any words of advice for people here in Ireland, Conor?
Yes. Do not panic. Also, if you do go and stock up on supplies, people need to get the amount that they think they need, not any more. Because if you take more, you're going to be affecting other people. It's a case of everybody is in the same boat, so everybody needs to help each other.
Okay, Conor, thank you very much indeed. That's Conor Reid, a teacher at an English school in Wuhan, originally from Llandudno in Wales. Conor, thank you indeed for coming on the line.